My name is Tomás Golan of Main Street Banasloe here. Born and reared in the street, I hate saying, 72 years ago. My parents bought a small little pub here in 1943 for a big price, the sum of £775. So Golans have been here for 79 fairs. I know this is 300 years, but we're here for 79 of them. I suppose the fair brings back many, many memories. Of course, we could talk about the fair green, the time the old tinker caravans were parked up there in their circles. But for me, the most beautiful memories I can remember as a young little boy, when the fairs were on the main street here, and especially on the Monday, which was the big horse fair, the street would be just jammed with horses. But of course, while men were trying to hold their horses and maybe do a little bit of bargaining and everything like that, they would get a little bit thirsty. And my wife wanted to come into my mother, who ran the pub, for a little bit of a thirst quencher, which would be some little drink. And of course, we were always there on hand to hold the horses. And it was a very, very big thrill to be out there on the street, holding a big horse, waiting for a buyer to come along. Memories and memories, but look at, I could be here until the horses come home. We would have been the first singing pub in Banasloe. And nobody can dispute that. We started, myself and my sister started playing music in Golans in 1964. A piano, and I had about 5 or 6 chords off in a guitar. We later incorporated a few little drummers. The Burgum family were just up the street. And it was really fascinating the way it grew from that, from a small little singing pub, into what we called the Log Cabin. And the Log Cabin used to facilitate up to 350, 400 people. And we used to have a cabaret every night, music every 7 nights in the week. But of course, the fair added a blast to it, when it would be really, really jammed. We went from being the cabaret lounge then into the hotel scene back in 91, when we bought a few more properties and we extended out. And now we have got 2 ballrooms. And of course, down to the years, we have been looking after all the people who come to the fairs. Our big business at the moment would be our food business for during the fair. And of course, we open up into the huge, big cabaret rooms and everything for the fair, just to facilitate the masses that come. And we really enjoyed. We have been the sponsor for the Queen of the Fair for at least the last 10 years. It has been a great privilege to see so many beautiful ladies, and it has been a pleasure to look after them. And some of them have some fantastic memories of being crowned in the big ballroom, and it'll be here tonight. So I'm wishing the best of luck to all the participants tonight. Of course, one of the big hits about Banasloe Fair is it's called The Fair. It was composed by a man called Patsy Farrell, but it had been made a major hit by a very, very close friend of mine. His name is Brendan Shine, who just lives off the road. Brendan and myself have known each other for many, many years. Actually, we often play together, but he'd be a far superior musician than I am, but a far more successful musician than I ever was. But Brendan really brought that particular song into the limelight, and he does a fantastic job.